Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our great friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Folks, if you want to find out what's going on, if you really want to know what's happening with regard to healthcare as Obamacare rolls out, you need to stay close to that website, close to the work that Grace Marie and her folks are doing on this. They are working for you, small business owners, whether you realize it or not. If you want to see the truth about these things, go to galen.org. Grace Marie, thanks for the great work that you're doing. One of the things that, again, this is part of our new normal series that I've been working on, folks, where the new normal is going to includes Obamacare, and a big part of Obamacare, one of the huge sprockets in this machine, are the state exchanges. And Grace Marie, explain to the audience explain the role of the exchange in the execution of Obamacare.
Okay, they're really important. I actually had a phone call yesterday from a reporter from Rhode Island who was trying to understand the exchanges. He says, these are just websites that the states have to set up, right? And I said, oh, they are so much more. I said, that may be what the end result of what the consumer sees is a website.
Right.
Just like when you buy a car, they may see what color it is,
right,
but there is a lot more going on under the hood and inside this vast contraption. When they passed this law, remember it was only a draft. They never
right.
expected this to be the final thing. It's a big mess. The states are required to basically become subcontractors to the federal government to set up a lot of the machinery for this Rube Goldberg contraption to work. They have to set up the infrastructure to deliver all these new subsidies, now up to $2.6 trillion in new subsidies for Obamacare, so that people that qualify for the new health insurance subsidies can get private
so
coverage.
So the exchanges are just to help deliver the subsidies to people who need it. People who don't need the subsidies aren't going to be involved in the exchanges.
They are supposed to be able to stay out of the exchanges, but there are some rules in here saying that if you don't participate in the exchanges, you basically still have to provide the same kind of coverage outside. So
right.
it affects all of us, whether or not we qualify for the subsidies. But they have to integrate all their Medicaid rolls to find out who's eligible for Medicaid or the
mm-hmm.
new subsidies. They have to find out all of our income. They have to find out if we are eligible for subsidies, how much
mm-hmm.
we make, what our family size is, what our health habits are.
This
do we smoke?
This is a regulatory administrative
monstrosity. And then they have to figure out, after they decide that, okay, here's the policy you're eligible to buy. This costs $20,000 for your family. You're eligible for a subsidy of $8,000. So then they have to come after you for the other $12,000, which people may say, I thought I was going to get free coverage.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a sliding scale of a subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have to figure out how to collect all that payment. And if you get too much of a subsidy, and you did either misrepresented your income or your income changed, then the state has to go back after you and say, you know, you got $5,000 more in subsidies than you should have last year.
Right.
Where's our money?
Now,
no wonder the states don't want to do this.
The states have three options. They can either run the exchanges themselves, they can let the government run them, the federal government run them for them, or they can form a partnership. But the problem that many Republican governors are seeing, and it's not just being politically intransigent, they're seeing that these exchanges are going to be so almost impossible to manage on the money that's being allocated for them. Correct me if I'm wrong, Grace Marie, but they're saying we don't want to run them. We don't want to run them ourselves, and we don't want to be partners with the government because we don't want to get blamed when they fail. So let's just let the government run it.
That's exactly what Bobby Jindal said, who's the new chairman of the Republican Governors Association,
right.
basically said, you created this monstrosity. We don't want to have anything
right.
to do it. We think it's going to fail, and we don't want to be party to
is
it.
That a, is that a political
mistake?
Is that a political, could that be a political problem for these governors, meaning their constituents would say, you know, we're not going to have as good a program because you didn't partner with the government?
Well, the federal government, they basically ought to follow the same rules. It's just a matter of what the state does it or whether the feds do it. And the states would have to then levy new taxes because the money from the feds is only startup money. These things have to run every year forever.
So if they let the government do it for them in their states, then whatever it costs, it's up to the government. It's not on the state.
Well, except what they'll do is levy taxes on new taxes on the health insurers and probably even the people that buy the policies as a way of paying for the exchange.
Could this also get into where they hold them hostage on some of the block grants that the states gets? Could that be woven into this?
I don't know if they can do that because of the Supreme Court decision saying that it's voluntary for the state to participate in Medicaid.
That was a big
deal,
wasn't it?
And therefore, that kind of coercion would be probably something that the Supreme Court would look askance on. Not much else, but at least that.
Could this whole thing collapse just because of the exchanges?
Not just because of the exchanges. I think you're going to see individuals not complying with the mandate to buy insurance. They're going to say, I'll just pay the fine. Companies are looking every way they can to escape all of those fines. Religious leaders are suing in court because of the religious liberty violation.
The Supreme Court's allowing that, aren't they?
Well, they've allowed the Fourth Circuit to hear this as a separate issue, even though it was thrown out after the Supreme Court decision last June.
Right.
And then you see all these other lawsuits.
Folks,
so you've got one after another rebellion growing.
Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. I've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I think it's Utah already has a very successful state exchange well before Obamacare. It's operating very successfully, but it may not meet the criteria of Obamacare. They may have to abolish it and bring in something that we don't think works. We'll get Grace Marie to help us with that after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Okay, everyone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.